First up today, it's soccer. And as other countries hold training camps ahead of the World Cup in South Africa, the Czech Republic, who haven't qualified, are currently in the United States for two friendly games. Czech coach Michal Bílek, who's without the likes of Tomáš Rosický and Milan Baroš, fielded a largely untested side in the first of those matches against Turkey in New York on Sunday. In a disappointing and disjointed performance, the Czechs were beaten 2-1 by the country that knocked them out at Euro 2008. That result means that Bílek's record in charge now stands at 4 friendlies, no wins. Ivan Hašek, the president of the Czech Football Association, is with the squad in America.
I'm disappointed with the result, and above all with the fact that though there were a few good moments, the Turks were better and deserved to win. We need to improve a lot by September, and I expect a whole lot more.
With over two dozen international caps, defender Tomáš Hybšman was one of the more experienced players in the Czech lineup on Sunday.
I think the players know how to play, but everybody is used to something different at their clubs. This is the national team, and we have to find one style of playing, and all the players have to stick to it. The coach is trying to build a style. We're trying to build it, but it isn't always visible on the pitch. Some of the guys are here for the first or second time. It's difficult for them, and could take some time.
The Czechs' next game is against the United States, and that's on Tuesday. They return to Prague the following day. Here in the Czech Republic, Hradec Králové have been celebrating returning to the First Division after a seven-year absence. Their 1-0 win over Dukla Prague on Sunday gave them an unassailable lead at the top of the table. Athletics now, and Petr Friedrich came second in the men's javelin at a Diamond League meeting in Shanghai on Sunday. The Czech, who's coached by the great Jan Železný, took the silver with a personal record throw of 85 metres, 60 centimetres. Železný is also the director of the Golden Spike meeting in the Czech city of Ostrava and has been lobbying to have the country's biggest athletics event included in the Diamond League in future. This year's Golden Spike takes place on Thursday, and as in 2009, by far the biggest attraction at this year's will be the fastest man alive, Usain Bolt. The Jamaican will be taking part in a rarely seen 300 metres, his longest race this season. And that's all the sport for today.